Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Let's Get the Tea with Key. And I am your hostess with the mostest, Key. And y'all know how I start off every podcast with, I'm the one who woke up this morning, made Hill real mad per usual, and a few other people that's here know there. Can I get him on to do it? Because yes, he will. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. If this is your first time listening, welcome to Let's Get the Tea with Key. If you like what you hear, make sure that you subscribe to my page and you share it with someone, okay? And to my OGs, my A1s since day ones, welcome back. Y'all, listen, I pinky promised that I had an episode, but I posted the night that I post on my Instagram the night that I did the podcast, the new episode. But I was like, I made a new podcast episode, but I don't know if I want to post it. And I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I didn't. Like, it's up there. I just had to publish it. But something told me, I said, I'm going to sleep on it. If I wake up tomorrow and I think I should post it, I'm going to post it. But I didn't get that, you know, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear Kiki post it, so I didn't post it. So let me tell y'all, so much been going on since the last time we talked. And listen, it's so much. Don't you know, it's like, it's not overwhelming, but it's just like when so much good stuff is just happening to you at one time and you trying to like, hold, let me cope from the first blessing. Like, let me cope from the first thing that happened. But they just keep piling on you. That's how amazing he is, okay? So, I posted on my Facebook or whatever about a young gentleman that I met. And I think my platform, especially my Facebook, I get a lot of interaction on my Facebook and not too much on my Instagram, but my Facebook and my TikTok. So, one thing about me, if I do something for someone, like, I'm not going to record it, but I be having my moments when I want to record me and talk about the situation, right? So, if you follow me on my Facebook, you heard this, so you might want to skip past this part, or you can listen again. So, I met this little young guy. I was actually in a training, and I was on the phone talking, and he walked past. He was very, very polite. He waited till I got off the phone to ask me for some money, because he was hungry. Now, one thing about me is, I don't care. Like how people would think I am, because I'm me. I will always be me. I will always be Kiki. So when he said it, just me and my demeanor, I'm like, what you need money for? Because I need to know. Because I'm not just going to just be giving people my money. I need to know. So he did say he was hungry. But I didn't want to scare him off. But something said, Kiki, you got to pray for him. But I don't want to like scare nobody off. Just, you know how random people be like, can I pray for you? Like, no, I don't want you to pray. I don't want you to pray for me. You don't want everybody to pray for you. Okay. That's just a little hint. Okay. Cause some of them prayers don't go higher than the ceiling, but that's hidden or there. So he was like, yes, I'll pray, you know, yes, you can pray for me. I was like, what's your religion? Because I didn't want, one thing I'm not going to do is disrespect nobody's religion or try to convert nobody over. He was like, I'm a Christian. I said, good. But I did say, I ain't going to lie, if you wasn't a Christian, I still was going to pray because I'm sowing a seed. I'm sowing my seed into you because I'm not just giving some random guy money. So I'm sowing a seed. If you don't want me to pray for you, I'm praying over the money, okay? So I didn't have the cash. Long story short, so I asked him, did he have cash? He said yes. So when I say I prayed for him and I'm holding his hands, then afterwards he was like, can I give you a hug? I was like, yes, you can give me a hug. I turned around and like all these people standing there and they clapping. Now, one thing I don't do is that. So I'm looking like, what y'all clapping for? I actually said, what y'all clapping for? They was like, that was so sweet. And I'm looking like, but it's normal. And you know what's crazy? What's a little cuckoo to me? Being nice and being kind is not normal to people. Because what I did, I would look at it as being me. Helping somebody in need. So I wouldn't think like people was listening and clapping for me. But after that, even the manager at the place I was getting my food from, well, not food, well, it was food, my bowl from, a fruit bowl, he refunded me my money. And he was like, that was just an act of kindness. And I was like, thank you so much. You didn't have to, but it's not an act of kindness. This is me. I spread love even when I don't want to. You know how hard that is? When you got to spread love, when you tired. And I said that, I was like, I'm tired. I'm in a training that the trainer person was just talking. And I'm tired. I didn't have no coffee. I'm like, lady, can we get to the point? Do you want to keep on saying, turn to page such and such? So I was already a little irritable because I'm just like, this is my telework day. I could be home. Like, I could be home. So much stuff I could be doing at home, but I'm here. So, like, after my, and no, let me back up before I even get to that part. So, when I say this guy was so appreciative about me giving him the money. When he went into the burger place, he was like, ma'am. And he, like, picked the bag up. He was like, I got my burger. I got my fries. Thank you so much. Then he was like, I'm going to CVS. I was like, you do not have to tell me where you're going. Like, I know you needed the money. So, yeah. So, I made a post on Facebook. And mind you, I said I gave him money through Cash App. So, I posted his Cash App as well. And people were so grateful that I was like, if you can just send him a dollar, trust me, he will be grateful. People was inboxing me and screenshotting, showing me that they sent the money and was like, I'm a blessing, da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. But mind you, like I said, I was in a training. So I was getting a notification like on my breaks and I was just like so overwhelmed. I was just like, you know, like you never know that could be you. So you can't just ball your face up and frown at the next person because everything that you have can be taken away so fast. So like when I was getting the notification, I was like, I got to find this boy on another, you know, platform so I can talk to him. So I ended up finding him on Facebook. And I sent him a message and he was like, you are heaven sent. He was like, because I didn't know where this money was coming from. He's like, I was getting all these notifications. And I was like, where these people come from? Like he said, but I had a feeling it was you because you was the only person I gave my Cash App to. And I was like, listen, I'm glad that, you know, my platform and me can help you in any kind of way. And I was like, I just prayed that, because I did pray that the situation, and I told him that the situation you in is temporary. You're going to look back and say, this is where I was, and this is where I am now. And that's what made him cry, because like I said, you never really know what someone is going through. You never know. And like when I was talking to the manager at the store, I said, it's so much going on in the world today, and he's a young black a young black African American man. First of all, they already get stereotyped. Secondly, it's so much going on in the world today that he could have robbed me for my money. He could have broke in my truck and stole something to get what he need, but he didn't. And that's what needs to be highlighted. Like, he asked for help because he needed it. And it could have been a whole different way. So, I just, you know, that just did something to me right then and there. Because every time I turn on Instagram, and I said that in my last post. It's just so much negativity with the teens out here that it's just outrageous. Like, it's so much going on. People are lost. People don't have the right guidance. People don't have the right people to go to. People don't even have people to vent to. They out here trying to survive. They just out here trying to get a meal for the next day. And that's the only way they can think about getting a meal fast is going out here doing something illegal. And this young gentleman was not doing it. So I'm just so glad that I'm in a space that I can help somebody in need. Okay, so that was that. So that was one of my praise report this week, but that's just the beginning. So hey you, hey family. You're still listening to Let's Get the Tea with Key. If you like what you hear, make sure you share my podcast so someone else can hear. Thank you. Okay, and another thing. So y'all know I be telling y'all about the things that I bought lately. So I was actually, before I even talk about what I bought lately, let's get into this. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready? So I went to Bible study on Wednesday because y'all know that's what I do. I don't play with the big man upstairs, okay? And one thing I can say is when it comes to church, and I prayed over this. Y'all know I made my podcast about when I became a member of Liberty House and so on and so forth. I was just looking for what I needed when it comes to the spiritual world. Christianity, right? So I just finished my 1 year anniversary. Can I get a one to do it? That was in February. It's now April. Let me tell y'all how God works. Because some people don't know. Some people don't go to church. Some people lost belief. But let me tell you something. I'm on an assignment to get people back on track. I'm on assignment for whatever. Because I was talking, I'm about to get off track, but I just got to talk about the things that just pop up in my head. I was talking to one of my good girlfriends, and she told me why she don't go to church. And I said, okay, Kiki breaking generational curses here. Because a lot of people go away from church because of their own situations or situations they've been in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God said, I'm about to use you. Because people going to wonder, like, your movement. People look at me now like, yeah, I ain't saying like I was that terrible. No, I wasn't terrible. I ain't even going to play with me like that. But you can tell a difference in the way that I walk, in the way that I talk. I started changing some things around. Because I didn't like what I was seeing. Okay? And I don't want nobody to ever think that at the end of the day, I'm going to be Kiki. I'm going to be Kiki and I don't judge nobody. I have friends of all walks of life. My thing is about spreading love. That's it. That's all God asks us to do. It's spread love. That's my job. That's my duty. That's my assignment. You understand me? So, back to what I was saying, because I'm going to get sidetracked and I'm trying not to get emotional, okay? So, I go to Bible study. Bible study went good. At the end of Bible study, my bishop told me to stand up. He told me to stand up. I stood up. He told me I had a calling on my life. I didn't walk up to him and say, Bishop, I want to be a preacher. Bishop, I want to be a minister. Bishop, I need a mic. Nope. Never came out of my lips. He saw something that was burning up in me, that was cooking up in me, that I seen it, but I was like, no, not me. No, I mean, I, you know, I, no, not me. I can, you know. I can help somebody, but me? Then I was like, wait, I had to think about it. God been using me for a long time. Even when I thought I was grown, I was like, yeah, man, church getting born. I don't know. Then that one day, he said, it's going to hurt you to leave your home church, but to get fed. Because if you don't eat, you don't grow. So, I'm a send you somewhere. You're going to connect with somebody that's going to feed you. I connected with my bishop. Now, let me make it something clear. I done had pastors. I had ministers. I had reverends and everything. But I never had a spiritual dad. So, this is my first time ever having a spiritual dad. So, I was like, okay, this is different. I get it now, but at first I didn't get it. So that's the new thing. That September will be Kiki's first initial sermon. I have 5 months, and I don't think it's gonna be hard. Well, I don't think it's gonna be hard because it's already in me. I'm birthing something new, but it's already in me. The only thing I have to do is be me. I can do that because I don't know how to be fake. So the only thing I can do is be me. So I'm on a journey, y'all. I'm on a journey. And I just made a post. I said, on this journey, I know I'm going to lose people. And I know I'm going to gain people. But whoever I lose, God, I don't want that hate in my heart. I don't want that envy in my heart. I ain't even going to say hate. I'm saying envy. I don't want that envy in my heart. Because in time, you grow out of people. You grow out of relationships. You grow apart from people. I always say some people is come in your life for a season. Some come for a reason. Okay, so yeah, I'm on an assignment, and I'm going to continue to do my podcast. It's going to continue. Let's Get the Tea with Key. And like I said, this was my journey. This is my outlet. This was me being me, and I'm not going to stop doing that. So yes, your girl is officially still in training, but officially will be a ordained youth, young adult minister. Okay? And I'm happy for me. And I know it ain't gonna be easy. But I'm telling you, I be asking sometimes, like, why you make me go through this? And it's either gonna make me wiser or make me stronger. Or even both. But it's going to be a lesson learned. It's going to definitely be a takeaway for me. I'm just so excited. I'm nervous. I'm eager. Because I have so much that I can share with the world. It's so many women and young adults and adults that can agree and been through some things that I've been through. That I can connect with. That hopefully I can get them to where they need to be. Okay, so I'm excited about that. So when I say so much been going on, like if you would have told me last year, Kiki, in September, you're going to be an ordained minister. You're going to have your first ceremony at the Ark. When you walk on that stage and look at all them chairs, look, I'm prophesying it now that it's going to be bodies in those seats and it don't be a lot of empty seats. You understand me? Because I got something to talk about. I got some news to spread. And I need everybody to hear it. So that is it of this podcast. It's just one I'm excited. I'm on a journey. And I told y'all that I'm on a journey. And when I say I invited everybody, Muslims, baby, all I got, like I told you, I have friends, I have family in all walks of life. I don't look at nobody no differently. No differently. I'm gonna support everybody in my circle. Because let me tell you something. What I'm about to experience, I don't think y'all understand how serious it is. I don't think y'all understand how serious it is. My child, my daughter, Kennedy, she was like, oh, now I can say I'm a PK, a preacher's kid. And I just laughed. I'm just like, okay, I guess. Like, but I don't know. Stink, do you really want to say that? She was like, yeah, I can say my mother is a preacher. Go ahead, Stink, you better say it. You better say it. So I'm just so excited, y'all. And I received so many messages or whatever. And let me tell y'all something. I'm not going to discredit nobody. But it's a minister at my church, y'all. I don't know. Minister Chantel, when this lady speaks, she do something to my soul. When she preaches, it's just like, I instantly start crying. This lady right here, I don't know what it is. Even Bible study, I think I posted on my Instagram. I don't know if I posted on my, in my podcast. I don't be crying in Bible study. Bible study is, you know, we talk about the Bible. You have any questions, you raise your hand. At our old location, she did Bible study. I could not stop crying. I was like, listen, God, just say you sent her here for me because she talking to me. Don't y'all know when y'all go to church? For the people that go to church on Easter, psych, I'm playing. For the people that go to church and or listen to a word, and you be like, wait a minute, they talking about me. It's like every time she opened her mouth, I'm like, who told you? I didn't post this. Like, why are you speaking to me? Why are you in my business? Because she be on point. Dot the I's and cross the T's. I'm a manifestor. I'm going to be like that one day. I'm going to be me in my way. But I just want that anointing that she have on me and how she spread love and how she's so authentic. That's what I want to be like, just like that. I want to be me. I want to spread love, and I need people to understand me and feel me like I feel them. But that's it, y'all, because I need to get in the shower and get myself ready for bed, because this week has been a week. Like, it's been draining, but it's been like draining of all good things. And y'all, September, I'm inviting everybody. You bring your cousin, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband. You tell them to bring a friend, because baby, it's going down in Liberty House. Because I got something up in me, and y'all gonna be shocked, like, wait a minute, that's all her? Yep, it's me. So y'all make sure y'all be kind. Y'all spread love even when you don't want to. Put a smile on somebody's face. Until next time, y'all have a good one. Hey, y'all. You just call me Minister Kiki. Psych, y'all have a good night. Bye. I told y'all, second season, Let's Get the Tea with Key, will be bringing new. I will be having guest speakers on my podcast, and we have a lot to talk about.